Hello, I'm Rhea Harry, your host of today's BidFood podcast. I work within the Insights team where I research consumer behaviours and habits specific to the food service industry. And most importantly, I use research to discover the latest food and drink trends that are predicted to grow within the next few years, all of which help you stay ahead of the curve. I'm so excited to be joined by Chef Adam Denny, who I'll be interviewing today, and who will share his knowledge on how these trends apply to you all. So even if you're already aware of these trends, which you can find on our website, there is still so much more we can uncover. So let's get straight to it. Hi, Adam. How are you doing?
Hi, Ria. I'm very well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Happy to be joined here today to chat trends. So to kick off, I'd like to know which of the 2025 food and drink trends excites you the most?
So for me, it's got to be the Greek and Turkish. Personally, I eat a lot of it at home right now. I go on the high street. I see it everywhere. Takeaways are inundated with Turkish and Greek. Grilled meats, salad, meze, fresh food, clean, healthy options. It's a great takeaway and it's a great food choice to have right now.
So we have listeners tuning in from various sectors like pubs, hotels, leisure and schools. In your opinion, are there specific trends that have more potential in certain sectors compared to others?
So for me, it fits in within all sectors. Healthcare, we have the BDA guidelines, we have the school compliancy within education. So we can just take these recipes and adapt them to make them smaller or bigger within education, healthcare, or we can uplift them into hospitals, leisure, or we could take buns and bowls, for example. So we could have the leisure industry, we could put nutritional bowls within leisure. We could then take healthcare and then do soups. We could do stews, casseroles within there. We could then take the hotel sector where we could do Buddha bowls, poke bowls. You could do education where we could then talk about fiber and more nutritional, healthier options for children as well.
I liked how you mentioned soups and stews, which can actually be blended, which is great for care homes because if they're blended, then they can experience flavours from around the world in a blended format.
Absolutely. I'm glad you've actually mentioned that because that's actually ITSE, where we then puree the food down and make it safe for people that do struggle to be able to eat the food. So it's blended. It goes through a process to make it easy for them to be able to eat themselves. So they will be able to take those flavours on.
You share some really great points, and I'm sure it's a huge relief for our listeners to know that these trends can work across all sectors. But that leads me to my next question. I know that quite a few of the trends may be easily associated with restaurants at first, like the cuisine trends, for example, Argentinian, Swiss, Portuguese, etc. But people may be wondering, how adaptable are they? Have you got some examples of how you can incorporate these trends into other sectors?
I've got a really good example, actually. So I personally just worked on a Greek concept for Compete with the Street for secondary schools, which is all school compliant and on BidFood Direct. So why can't people just go on and take those dishes, elevate them, and make them relevant for their sector? So, for example, why can't we put it on a theme day menu for healthcare?
So we have been speaking quite a lot about Greek food. But what about other cuisines? For example, the closer to home trend. Why do you think other regional cuisines like Welsh, Scottish and Irish are generating interest with consumers rather than the English classics that we know so well?
Well, I personally think people are trying to reconnect with what they were served by their grandparents. People are so well travelled now. We can go on a click of a button, see the internet. We can see so many different foods from around the world. But actually, I think people want sometimes to do home away from home. They just want real cooked, wholesome food. And people are actually starting just to look around what's locally within the UK rather than going further afield.
So small plates and sharing dishes are really on the rise right now. Which of the trends do you think lend themselves really well to these opportunities?
The Portuguese, you could do the salt cod fritters, or you could do the beef and chorizo empanadas. You could do a meze board, which is lovely for people to share. Or like me, I like a little bit of everything off the menu.
And beyond savoury, which trends offer us some great ideas when it comes to desserts and sweet treats?
Well, for me, it's got to be Turkish. You've got the baklava, which is hugely popular right now. It's pistachios. I see it everywhere. It's pistachio ice cream, pistachio cakes. It's all about pistachios right now. And then I love Portuguese, and you've got the Portuguese custard tart, which is fantastic. I see them in all the high street coffee shops. So great option.
Speaking of sweet treats, let's not forget drinks. The chocolatiers trend has been really vamping up, as we've seen an explosion of innovation in the hot and cold drink sector. Where do you see opportunity for this in hospitality or food service? And what simple solutions do you have for caterers to build these drinks into their offer?
Well, for me, I'd even put it alongside desserts as an option. So we could put, you can actually have a drinks menu alongside your dessert menu. So it's making that really indulgent, luxury drink option instead of having actually a dessert. So that's an option for me. You could literally have your hot chocolate. You could have your chocolate cream. You could put on your nuts, seeds, whatever takes your fancy to make it really indulgent. And obviously, hopefully a little bit healthy. That's why I mentioned the seeds.
This podcast is sponsored by Arla. If you're looking to bring the chocolatious trend to life and add a touch of indulgence to your desserts or beverages, look no further than Arla's chocolate-flavoured cream. It's a perfect complement to a wide range of sweet treats, whether it's hot or cold drinks or your favourite desserts. Made from delicious real cream, this chocolate-flavoured delight offers a smooth, rich, creamy flavour that's sure to elevate any dish. Not only is it a treat for the taste buds, but it's also a great way to upsell with your desserts or drinks, adding an extra layer of luxury your customers will love. And with ambient storage before opening and a long shelf life thanks to its UHT processing, it's as practical as it is delicious. Make every dessert and drink extra special with Arla's chocolate-flavoured cream. Give it a try today. So with all of these innovations, sustainability is still a huge topic. With 7 in 10 consumers telling us in our research that sustainability is an important factor when deciding which out-of-home venue to visit, what practical tips, Adam, do you have to help caterers really put sustainability into practice on their menus?
For me, it has to start with the menu. Understanding the customer, what they want from you and their needs. From the ordering, makes your ordering easier, managing your stock, stock rotation, and utilizing the ingredients where you can. Also, making sure you use seasonal ingredients.
And everyone has a favorite food waste tip up their sleeve. What's yours?
It's probably the cliche one. It's bread. Bread, for me, I think it is the most wasted food in the UK. So for me, it's making croutons, it's making breadcrumbs, it's using that stale bread to make a dessert. I've made even caramel croutons. So where we were talking about the chocolate, hot chocolates, we could even put caramelized croutons on top of that.
Caramelized croutons. Wow, I never heard of that one.
They are delicious.
Great. Well, thanks you for that tip. I'm sure that is going to be very handy for a lot of people listening. But that brings us to the end of today's episode.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for letting me be in on it today.
Thank you, Adam. A huge thank you to you for sharing such incredible insights and your perspective on the food and drink trends. And I hope everyone listening has felt inspired. If you'd love to find out more about the food and drink trends, head to our website, bidfood.co.uk. Most importantly, be sure to subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out on future conversations with more amazing guests.